This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A monkeypox outbreak in several European countries and one United States state may become the largest outbreak of the virus outside of Africa, but it's not likely to cause a global pandemic like COVID. The CDC has confirmed at least one case in the United States. It's related to smallpox. President Biden is traveling to South Korea and Japan, a visit seen crucial as efforts to bolster regional cooperation and to counter China. With more on the Quad Summit taking place in Japan on the 24th, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Prime Minister of Japan, the Prime Minister of India, and the Prime Minister of Australia. And we believe that this summit will demonstrate, both in substance and in vision, that democracies can deliver and that these four nations working together will defend and uphold the principles of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
After sanctions failed to stop Russia's invasion of Ukraine, the refugee fallout is something not seen in Europe since World War II. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The United Nations says most of the 6 million Ukrainian refugees fleeing the Russian invasion are women and children. Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls tells Fox News that he is concerned Ukrainian refugees could be vulnerable to human trafficking.
They take their passport, they take their work papers, they have nowhere to go, and then suddenly they're caught in a labor trafficking ring with nowhere to go.
He says he is part of a group establishing a bipartisan effort to combat human trafficking of Ukrainian refugees. The UN Refugee Agency saying they are monitoring the situation and looking for ways to create safer systems for Ukrainians.
Today is National Pizza Day, and for those of us with a big heart, it's also National Rescue Dog Day. We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Boeing launched its Starliner spacecraft designed to transport astronauts to and from the International Space Station on an uncrewed test mission towards the ISS. Boeing's goal is to prove the spacecraft can dock with the ISS. It must succeed before it can move on to a mission with people on board. Mississippi Governor Tate Reeves explained that if Roe v. Wade is overturned by the Supreme Court, his state has an automatic mechanism law that would ban abortion except in cases of rape and life-threatening situations for the mother.
I believe that the American people are on our side. If the Mississippi law is upheld and 15 weeks is in fact allowed, then obviously Mississippi moves in the right direction. But I will tell you, even so, there will still be 39 out of 42 countries in Europe that have more restrictions on abortion than Mississippi did if, in fact, the court just simply upholds our law. That's the reason that we went further and asked for a Roe v. Wade to be overturned. But we believe that the American people are not for abortion on demand. We think clearly a vast majority of Americans do not want abortions allowed in the third trimester, and that's why it's so shocking that 49 United States senators voted last week to allow unlimited abortions all the way up to the birth of the baby, and all 49 of those were Democrats.
Lance Pryde, USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going
on. It's all about you and for you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining in. Bill Martinez here at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. John Fleetwood joins us now. He's the managing editor for American Faith. John, good to have you back with us. How are you, sir?
Mr. Bill Martinez, doing fantastic. Always a pleasure to be here. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I'm excited to talk about one of your lead stories at AmericanFaith.com. This is really serious. I mean, this is one world government type stuff. We've been talking about this morning with Liz Peek and Dr. John Zemerek as well as bragging on you. I mean, this is great reporting here, John, reporting that's missing, from the mainstream. And this is why we have to keep it up front and center. And I appreciate you coming on. And that's talking about Joe Biden's transfer of U.S. sovereign authority to the World Health Organization. Why does this sound similar to what the Bible tells us that America will do in relenting and surrendering its authority to a one-world government?
Well, we know in Revelation that there's a story that's described that's going to be happening in the future, or at least as John was writing it back on the island of Patmos, probably about 80 AD, and he's describing a time when all of these kings, these world rulers, and we would call them like presidents today, and that they are all coalesced into one governing body. And a lot of people think that that's maybe way out there in the future. Like if you're a Christian, yeah, maybe I think that's way out in the future, but it's not happening right now. Well, incidentally, as it turns out, you have organizations like the UN, like the Council on Foreign Relations, that are bodies of world leaders that have come together so that they can decide the fate of us, the peons here, the serfs, and they get to decide what we're going to do. And those organizations, Council on Foreign Relations, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, these type of things, those are actually under the umbrella of the World Economic Forum. So there's actually one, if you plot it in a pyramid, there's actually one, it's headed by Klaus Schwab. This is one organization that is carrying out their great reset, and they have all of the politicians. They say, Klaus Schwab says, we're going to penetrate the cabinets. He gave this speech at Stanford where he said, we're going to penetrate the cabinets. And sure enough, the World Economic Forum has this Young Global Leaders initiative where they've literally groomed people like Angela Merkel, like Putin, Trudeau. Canada.
We've got our own elected officials, John, because they're saying, I mean, some of these Democratic leaders are starting to speak out like Trudeau and saying, we love China's form of government. What?
Yeah, and he said, the direct quote is that he called it a basic dictatorship. It's a direct quote, and he was praising it, Bill. It's insane.
Yes, yes. So here we are, and all... what this all points to, because some people, even people of faith, go, how is this going to happen? Or is this so far off in the future? And everything? The infrastructure to that design is all in place. That's what you're saying here. Right?
It's already here. It's already here. They already have the one smoking gun here is that they have all of the multinational corporations. What they've done essentially is an economic coup. And so what the World Economic Forum has done, what Klaus Schwab has been doing for the last 30, 40, 50 years is he's been going around and grooming future politicians. So he's got politicians plugged in. And what he also does is he gets multinational corporations, the biggest ones you can think of, all the big banks, all the big box stores, all the credit card companies, all the car companies, all the manufacturers, shipping, food, you name the industry, he's gone and gotten them to sign on to the World Economic Forum to become what's called partners. So if you go to weforum.org, you can go to their partners page, and that's the World Economic Forum's own website where they will show you, and they've got it listed in alphabetical order, all of the multinational companies who have signed on to this great reset, fourth industrial revolution that Klaus Schwab wants to do, which is basically to install a global government. One of those, Bill, as we've talked about before, is a company called BlackRock. They're a financial asset manager. They have $10 trillion in assets, which means they've got more assets, at least what they have in assets amounts to more money than all of any country in the world's GDP, leaving out the U.S. and China. $10 trillion in assets. So they own, like I said before, all the box stores, Target, they own all the banks, and they own all the media companies, Bill. So they own from CNN, ABC, NBC, and they own Fox News. So all of the mainstream media is owned.
They're all captured. Yeah, they're all captured. And you're not even bringing into the equation. You're just saying BlackRock. What about State Street and Vanguard? You bring them into bear. That's the holy trinity of this movement, is it not?
Well, the reason I always talk about BlackRock, Bill, is because, number one, they're the biggest one. And then when you look at State Street, what you actually discover is that all of the smaller financial asset managers, like you mentioned, State Street, those are actually controlled by BlackRock. So BlackRock has controlling shares of all of the other financial asset managers. That's why I always talk about BlackRock.
So they're the common thread holder and lever puller in all this.
Yes. Exactly. That's precisely it. And you always have to mention them with the World Economic Forum, because if you just have the World Economic Forum, so you've got this brain trust of all these smart, powerful people, and they want to do some, you know, what they think are magnanimous good things for the world, solve climate change. Climate change is a hoax. You and I both know. But that's what they say. But who cares? So you've got a bunch of people sitting around, and they're talking about things that they want to do for the world. Who cares? Well, here's why it should matter, is because they've got BlackRock signed onto the World Economic Forum's Great Reset. Why does that matter? Because BlackRock owns literally every major company. Why does that matter? Harvard Business Review says by virtue of BlackRock having controlling shares of those companies, they have ultimate authority. Here's a direct quote. This is Harvard Business Review. It's pretty much a given in modern capitalism that managers' top priority is maximizing value for shareholders. Shareholders, like BlackRock, own the corporation, and by virtue of that, have the ultimate authority over its business. So every business, every multinational organization, company in the world is controlled by BlackRock, and BlackRock is pushing the Great Reset. That's how the Great Reset gets down onto the ground.
John, do you wonder with some of these companies, you know, they're getting a little nervous, you know, inflation, this stuff is happening. I mentioned again, I've long said you get the great grief to happiness ratio. In order to get from point A to point Z here, there's a lot of pain and risk city that's being felt. And I got to imagine some of these C-suites and these suits are getting a little nervous and saying, hey, look at the minions are getting a little restless. You know, wouldn't you want to be on that phone call or be a bug on the wall to hear what Klaus Schwab is, you know, how he's cheering up these followers that are elite captured, go along for this great reset in 2030, Schwab said that we will own nothing and we will like it, right?
That's a direct quote. They predict by the year 2030 that you will own nothing and you'll be happy about it, Bill.
Right, exactly. But but meanwhile, he's got to cheer them up. He's got to get them through this grief period, and the fact that the natives are getting restless on the streets, and they're not even liking that they have to chase down baby formula.
Well, look at Disney.
To commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
My friend John Whitehead, constitutional attorney and founder of the Rutherford Institute, often says that knowledge precedes action. I'm Bill Martinez, man of God, conservative, and one of the largest nationally syndicated Hispanic radio hosts in the country. What is the right knowledge and right action, you may ask? Well, one day, God's talking with Cain, and he thought he could cut corners and did not give God his best. And though he tried to cheat God, God still loved Cain and wanted him, and all of us for that matter, to be successful. Sounds simple, but as humans, we naturally want to have it our way, right? It's okay to cut corners and always not do what is right, but there are consequences for not doing what is right. Like the law of gravity. God has established the law of rightness or righteousness. Right education, right thinking, right actions produces that which makes all things well regardless of any circumstance. Working hard and giving our best to God at all times leads to happiness. For more information, check out my show at BillMartinezShow.com. With you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. A little bit ornery once in a while because, hey, after all, man, with Mexicans you get a little salsa, which is the right type of spiciness, if you know what I'm talking about. John Fleetwood is with us. He's the managing editor for American Faith. John, I just so appreciate you coming on and all the great work you do for American Faith and staying on top of the headlines and, what's happening in our world. And, we're looking at the midterms, for example. We just got through the primaries. Interesting things there. Maybe some predictor of things to occur possibly in the midterms. I am cautiously optimistic that the Democrats will be voted on, be voted out. They deserve an absolute shellacking for what they have done to the American people. And, I mean, here we are with all these policies that have injured the common man and woman, taken away our energy independence. And we were talking with Liz Peek, a Fox News contributor, earlier this morning before you came on. And she had reported that the gas stations now, John, they are designing new signs to accommodate, double-digit price per gallon cost of fuel. So $8, $9, we'll be at $10, $11, $12 per gallon, and they need to make sure that they can accommodate those numbers. Are you ready for that?
It's wild. And when you talk about Democrats, like we were talking about before with globalism, the thing about globalism and this World Economic Forum and all that stuff that we're talking about is, unfortunately, you've got a wing of a wing of the right wing. It's like inception of wings.
Yeah, right.
Here. But unfortunately, yes. you've got a portion of even what we would call the right wing, the Republicans, the GOP, these representatives, these senators who are in Congress, who we would call rhinos, Republicans in name only. So it's not just, that's why I always say it's not about left right anymore. Politics mm-hmm. is not about left right. It's about up down. It's about mm-hmm. the elite, plutocracy, the oligarchs, those in control at the World Economic Forum and over these big companies now who have signed on to this great reset. Yeah. That's our enemy now. Because
yeah, we really don't have a democratic republic any longer, John. That's what you're saying. And more people are waking up to that reality. Because like you said, you got Republicans in the party that, before you used to have some credibility and maybe some peace of mind in knowing that an R, followed their name or preceded their name. You know, okay, you can have some comfort. At least you know what they are. But not anymore. I mean, and this is the frustrating part about even with the midterms, with the shellacking that should happen, and even the craziness that happened in 2020, where were the Republicans in being unified against a fraudulent result, a clearly fraudulent result that happened in 2020?
100%. Yeah, if anybody has watched 2,000 Mules by Dinesh D'Souza, I mean, you can't deny it. You absolutely. Exactly. Dinesh actually did a great – he had this interview with a Washington Post journalist, I think his last name was Bump, Philip Bump, I think his name was. And they actually, kudos to Washington Post. They actually published the whole thing in its entirety. I think it's like dozens of pages. If you read this back and forth, this interview between this Washington Post journalist and D'Souza. So, it's getting some coverage, but it's not getting as wide as maybe we'd like it to because Fox News won't cover it. But,
right. Kind of amazing. And Dinesh has been on with us. And also, it was just announced starting tonight, they're going to re-release the documentary. Initially, it was only in 200 theaters, John, if you may recall. And then it went to streaming. And I think they've had over 1 million downloads, which really needs to be up to about 50 or 60 million, in my humble opinion, in terms of downloads. But they're re-releasing it to 400 theaters, so twice as many as they did in the initial release, and it's still available to be streamed. I've been encouraging churches that they should, buy a license. If they have any problem, they can send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, and ask for that link. I will send them the link so they can sign up. And all Dinesh's team is saying is, look at, fill your churches and just send me $5 a head. And call it a day. It's on honor system. I'm not, this, we need to get this message out there because the fact of the matter is over 60% of America says there's something fishy. I don't know what it is. It goes back to what I said over and over again. People ask me, Bill, don't you believe that this was, was legitimate and Joe Biden was rightfully elected? And I say, you know what? I don't know. And you don't know either. But, and it's not right that we have this question, that we have to be so ideologically fixed about it that we just, we're going to self-determine that it was either wrong or right. We deserve to know what happened. And the information and the evidence that's presented in this movie, 2,000 Mules, begins to give you that qualified evidence, the empirical data that is undeniable. I mean, you know, they utilize cell phone data points. They've got video evidence that even the states had, but they didn't want to look at it. And even Georgia, I mean, here, you know, Trump's saying, hey, find me 12,000 votes, you know. And, of course, oh, the media went so crazy about, you know, Trump was trying to rig the election or whatever. And everybody understands what was going on. And then, of course, the Secretary of State of Georgia, his answer was, and even Governor Kemp, well, we found only two people that were dead that voted. Well, you know, and then all of a sudden, then he sees this video evidence of these mules. And this was back in November, John, that they saw this evidence, and they just denied it. And now it's there on the big screen in front of God and everybody. And you look like a knucklehead for denying the obvious. And at the end of the day, of course, the normal argument is, oh, you know, Bill, that's only about 1,000 votes. It wouldn't have changed anything. Trump lost by 12,000 here, another 10,000 there. So 1,000 votes, you know, no big whoop. But what 2,000 mules is proving is there's hundreds of thousands of votes, John. I mean, it blows that argument right out of the water, right?
Anyone who sees this movie knows that the election was stolen. Anyone. And, you know, and this connects with what we're talking about with rhinos and the Democratic Party, these rhinos within the Republican Party. Guys like Dan Crenshaw will go around saying that if anybody says the election wasn't stolen, like what you're saying, Bill, he's an idiot or he's stupid. Now this guy Crenshaw, like, for example, let's explain how this guy is a rhino. Like, he's being paid, for example, by weapons manufacturers as he's pushing this $40 billion military aid bill. I guess there's some other things it's going
to
do
to Ukraine.
Military, but a big portion of it, that the Senate just passed. So this guy, Crenshaw, he's pushing this bill, and if you go into data from the United States Federal Election Commission, the FEC, what you can download a spreadsheet of every corporation who gives this guy, Dan Crenshaw, who's ostensibly a Republican representative from the state of Texas, he receives campaign donations from weapons manufacturers. Let me name them, Bill. General Dynamics. This is in the FEC, Federal Election Commission data. General Dynamics, Northrop Grumman, BAE Systems, Raytheon, Boeing, Lockheed Martin, Texas Instruments, Honeywell, and that's just from doing a cursory search. So you've got a guy who is paid by weapons manufacturers who is also going around promoting that the U.S. government spend taxpayer dollars on sending weapons of war to Ukraine. If that's not a conflict of interest, I don't know what is. A funny, interesting fact is this guy's also getting paid by Pfizer. Yeah. You know, this Dan Crenshaw, this rhino, would promote things like Biden's omnibus bill. Remember, like trillions of dollars omnibus bill that passed. And that's pushing vaccines. It made this vaccine database. So you have this obvious conflict of interest, even in the Republican Party. So that's why we have to stop thinking about politics as left, right? Because look,
exactly.
The left, even, Bill, is the left the party of the left, like a John F. Kennedy style Democrat?
Oh.
That's gone, Bill.
No, exactly. Well, and that's the thing, you know, as you said, you know, you've got to see what they're attached to. You follow the money. And we've been saying over and over, John, is that when these congressmen and senators get elected, they find out right away that the most important thing they can do is get reelected. So everything else gets subordinated to that end. If that's the case, then you have Crenshaw, who looks a little compromised here, to say the least. John Fleetwood, he's a managing editor for American Faith. Thank you, John. Have a great weekend, buddy.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A monkeypox outbreak in several European countries and one United States state may become the largest outbreak of the virus outside of Africa, but it's not likely to cause a global pandemic like COVID. The CDC has confirmed at least one case in the United States. It's related to smallpox. President Biden is traveling to South Korea and Japan, a visit seen crucial as efforts to bolster regional cooperation and to counter China. With more on the Quad Summit taking place in Japan on the 24th, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
Prime Minister of Japan, the Prime Minister of India, and the Prime Minister of Australia. And we believe that this summit will demonstrate, both in substance and in vision, that democracies can deliver and that these four nations working together will defend and uphold the principles of a free and open Indo-Pacific.
TGIF, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, the assistant editor of Free Speech America and Business at the Media Research Center, Joseph Vasquez, joins us now. Joseph, how are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I want to talk about, Joe Biden's, disinformation governance board, I guess now that has been put on pause. But even before that, this was something that was greatly ignored. This truth ministry, as you pointed out with MRC, that it was ignored. Any of the problems with this and, of course, with Miss Mary Poppins, that this was all ignored by the networks, right?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we did an analysis of the Media Research Center on May 16th that found that just for 19 days since the Department of Homeland Security had announced the creation of this board, all the morning and evening news networks were silent on the entire existence of this board. You would think that it didn't exist. There was one exception, on the Sunday show of Meet the Press on May 1st, where they gave 23 seconds to it. But other than that, it's flown potentially under the radar. You're talking about the most Orwellian government apparatus that's been created in years. So it's really astonishing just how the media has behaved with this whole ordeal.
Well, the thing that's amazing to me about the bureaucracy is it has a way of multiplying itself. It's like, wait a minute, don't we have, some intelligence apparatus that is already handling, disinformation? And, of course, this was all brought under the guise of, foreign intervention and this sort of thing. I mean, like, how could America have gotten this far without any kind of discernment of intervention by, the communist Chinese, Russia, all on down the line that want to continue to invade our communication channels, right?
Well, absolutely. When we think about just the creation of this board, you mentioned an extension, and it really just goes to show the theory that James Madison had about the expansive powers of government. Once, you know, he said in Federalist 48, I'll never forget, he said, it will not be denied that power is of an encroaching nature and that it ought to be effectually restrained from passing the limits assigned to it. The problem is that once government takes power, it wants always is going to want more of it. So once we realize that Silicon Valley could then control the narrative via big tax censorship and all these things, the government wanted to get in on this business. That's why when Elon Musk came in with his multi-billion-dollar acquisition gamble to get a hold of Twitter, you know, the government realized, okay, we're losing our influence, our leftist influence in Silicon Valley, so let's create our own form of a disinformation governance apparatus. It's always going to continue on with this encroachment of power. This is what government does.
Exactly. Well, another case in point, clearly. I mean, for years, Jesse Jackson has gotten away with his Rainbow Coalition and putting the squeeze on corporate America, right? So then the government says, well, Jesse Jackson had a great run. For many decades, he was getting away with this. And so now the government's answer is we're going to have DEI agents, diversity, inclusion, equity, HR personnel now imposed throughout, corporate America. I mean, so here's another example, right?
Absolutely. I mean, look at what S&P Global is doing with their ESG scores. I mean, measuring companies on the basis of how woke they are with their, whether it be climate change, whether it be social justice. It really is a blanket attempt by governing authorities and by the left to completely control the narrative on absolutely anything. And if you disagree with the mainstream narrative, they will silence you. So
without a doubt,
try to nationalize this at the federal government, the federal level, should scare every American.
Well, because the way they've weaponized it. I mean, again, we were just talking about it earlier, Joseph, before you came on. I mean, let's go back to Lois Lerner and Barack Obama. Obama kind of gives the wink-wink to Lois Lerner about those Tea Party groups, those conservative groups, But did the IRS? The IRS goes after them full force, weaponized them, going against American citizens. What are they guilty of? They wanted to participate in government, which is what our Constitution calls for and commands us to do. And Barack Obama and the Marxist socialists of his administration puts the press, and I maintain that singularly had an effect on at least 8 voting cycles. And if the truth be known, it continues to this day because the Tea Party organization infrastructure was so compromised and so injured as a result of that. They are, they're still effective, but not as effective as they could have been if they were allowed to grow naturally as they were determined to do so until, the government came in with a weaponized IRS agency and put them out of their misery.
Well, absolutely. I mean, the government is intent on trying to control the narrative on absolutely anything. A free-speaking people is an independent people, and that's what government has always been scared of from since time immemorial, when people are allowed to speak freely, to get their ideas out there, to challenge what the government says is the truth about anything. I mean, just to reference Orwell, George Orwell, challenge the Ministry of Truth, so to speak. So the moment that you have people that are willing to challenge, the government's power is challenged, the media's power is challenged, and now big tech's power is challenged. So what do? They try to squash dissent anywhere it can be found. And that's why, when we see the Disinformation Governance Board, it's really just par for the course for how government has typically behaved when it comes to opponents.
Joseph, how should the people feel that, with this news that this disinformation board has been put on pause? Should they feel like they've been empowered, that their voice is being heard? Should they be encouraged in any way with this news?
Well, here's my warning to the American people. They may have lost this battle, but they did not give up the war. They're going to continue on with this. There is actually an older set of news, a leftist website ratings firm called NewsGuard, which our organization has been monitoring for quite some time, has a $750,000 contract with the Pentagon. And their job is to rate various news agencies and come up with their own biased standards for determining which news sites are credible and which aren't. And they just recently partnered with the American Federation of Teachers, led by leftist activist Randy Weingarten. So they're really trying to institutionalize a disinformation apparatus. And it's not just the Department of Homeland Security. It's the Pentagon as well. We need to be aware. We need to be awake. And we need to fight back.
Well, to your point, this is so incestuous that it's intertwined with all these agencies and groups. And here it is. I mean, you keep hearing the same names, these really anti-We the People, you know, groups, whether it's the Teachers Union, Randy Weingartner, and on and on. I mean, it's a consistent group of people that do not want a constitutional government any longer, do they?
No, absolutely not. They're really trying to make George Orwell's 1984 a reality. That's what they want. And George Orwell said it perfectly. He said the revolution will be complete when the language is perfect. So the only way that that can happen is if the American people cave in. The reason why the American people are some of the strongest individuals on the face of the earth is because of their ability to speak freely. So if the government and if the media, if Big Tech can silence the American people, they would have silenced their ability to take this country back. That's why we need to continue to speak. We need to continue to speak freely.
Yeah, great point, Joseph. About a minute and a half left here. Real quick, I wanted to get the MRC view on the leftist media repeating the lie about the number of mass shootings. And it calls racism mainstream in America. And, of course, the president echoed that sentiment here yesterday as well.
Well, their whole gambit is to try to paint the United States as being a systemically racist country. And I don't believe that for one second. I mean, look at what Colbert just did. He tried to make the whole issue into a political thing. Stephen Colbert, he tried to make it seem like that 50% of Republicans agree with the Buffalo shooter. This whole great replacement theory kind of thing. I'm thinking you're characterizing millions of people as being in league with an alleged mass shooter. I mean, that's completely that's complete insanity. But it really just emphasizes just where the media is. They not only want to silence people, but they also want to caricature them, caricature people who don't agree with them. So they'll politicize anything. And, and this whole horrible incident in Buffalo is just a case in point of how the media will capitalize on anything.
Yeah, based on what empirical evidence can you make such an outlandish statement? I mean, people like that, they need, you know, they're actually self-canceling them, and everybody else needs to just step back and let them fall. Thank you, Joseph Vasquez.
Thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book, because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
GCN's policy is open forum avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there for you. You know, a lot obviously being discussed about Roe v. Wade after, what, 49 years? 49 years of experience and death and all that is wrapped into it. You know, Bernard Nathanson and others that were proponents of abortion until they weren't, when they realized what they had purported was a lie that had gotten way out of hand, that was beyond anything that they could imagine, and it was unsustainable. And certainly it had crushed their conscience, as it has for many women. And this is why this organic movement, I say women, it's not only women, it's men at the same time, where it's crushing our conscience to realize we bought into a lie. And 63 million babies later and counting, and that's an estimate. That's not even a solid number because of privacy laws and everything that Planned Parenthood and other, you know, pro-abortionists would not want us to know. You know, this idea, this big lie that it was going to be rare and safe. What a lie. And to even further that lie is this this idea of mail order abortions. Were you aware that that was taking place? Well, especially during COVID, mail order abortions. Well, Zachary Mettler's with us. He has the details. He's with Focus on the Family. He's a staff writer and communications liaison. Zachary, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me on.
I think you're the first person that has ever talked about mail order abortions on the show. I mean, how come we didn't know about this?
Yeah, well, that's because it's largely a new movement. You know, and most people don't know this, but the abortion pill is now actually the most common method of abortion. Over 54% of abortions now are performed with the abortion pill, and that was expanded during the COVID-19 pandemic. These left-wing groups like the ACLU used the COVID pandemic to expand access to abortion. For decades, if a woman wanted to get the abortion pill, she was required by the FDA to go into a licensed doctor, a licensed physician, to get the abortion pill. And that was part of the in-person dispensing requirement that the FDA had put on the pill. And that's because the abortion pill is a very dangerous drug. The first pill in that protocol is mifepristone. And of the 20,000 medications that are approved by the FDA, there's only 57 drugs that are dangerous enough to have that risk designation by the FDA, and mifepristone is one of them.
Mm, wow. Hey, and let's not forget, we're talking abortifacients here, right? And that, Judge Kavanaugh's accuser, Christine Blasey Ford, that was associated with a company that manufactured and distributed abortifacients, as you recall.
Yeah,
but you know, she had nothing in the game. I mean, there was nothing there. I mean, this was all a ruse to destroy Judge Kavanaugh's reputation, and all brought to you by Christine Blasey Ford, that what she was allowed to spill into the political mindset and marketplace was absolutely disgusting. And here it is. Her motivation was her association with abortionists and abortifacients. And now here you are, reporting just how dangerous this is. And I hadn't realized that number was so high. I'd heard about abortifacients and in that sense. But, in the context that you're presenting in mail order, it certainly makes sense during the era of COVID. But I had not realized that it's this high. So even we talked about 63 million babies being aborted, we're not talking about the babies that are aborted via abortifacients, are we?
Well, and most people don't realize this, but the 63 million number, that's just for the United States. That doesn't even,
yes,
tragically,
exactly,
that doesn't even take into account the number of abortions that have taken place across the world. And that's just, it's almost impossible to count that number.
Well, yeah, I mean, and the fact that, you say it's almost impossible, but, for the sake of those, I mean, the voices that are unrepresented, and we're not heard from, don't we owe it to them to know what the number is, Zach?
Yeah, absolutely. And, during the pandemic, the Supreme Court allowed the FDA to reinstate that requirement. But as we know, with the new administration in 2021, the FDA announced permanently last December that it was ending that in-person dispensing requirement for mifepristone. And, common mm-hmm. complications of this drug include pain, nausea, chills, diarrhea, and more severe complications include hemorrhaging, incomplete
yes.
abortion, and sometimes even death. And so these are dangerous drugs. And the FDA had this in-person dispensing requirement in place to protect women. That was the goal of this requirement that was in place for two decades. But now, sadly, with the politicization of that agency, it's just gone so radical that now they've decided to sacrifice women's health in favor of the abortion lobby.
And what you hear from women who have experienced, these abortifacients, it's no walk in the park. I mean, it is very painful for them. And like you say, it can be life-threatening. But, the evidence has been squashed to such a degree that, all under the idea of informed consent, what does that do? I mean, that really doesn't give proper informed consent of someone taking a medication, does it? I mean, that on its face is unlawful.
Right. And what's truly tragic is that during the pandemic and even now, with the expansion of telemedicine abortions, women can have a telemedicine appointment with their doctor, with an abortionist, and they can be prescribed that the abortion pill to be sent to them in the mail. So they never have to go outside of their home to abort their baby. They don't even have to talk to somebody in person. And so this is truly tragic, and women's health is at risk here. And thankfully, we've seen states across the country, Tennessee is the latest one, but they've now passed bills to prohibit abortionists from dispensing the abortion pill to women via mail. Women actually have to go and pick that up so that they know the serious complications that can come with taking the abortion pill.
Exactly. I mean, there has to be advisement on it. I mean, it's irresponsible not to. Now, my question is, and I'm sure other people are wondering as well, Zach, is that in light of, this pending decision from the Supreme Court, if, in fact, this decision comes down the way it is preliminarily, we've gotten a look-see and to see where this is heading, what is this going to do? I mean, are people going to be able to still have mail order abortions across state lines and across these states that make it illegal to have an abortion?
Yeah, well, ultimately that's going to come down to the states to decide, and each state will come up with their own laws to regulate that. And like I said, we've seen states now prohibiting abortions by mail, and so we would encourage all states to enact that, but especially red states that are more likely to do that. So it's going to go hopefully back down to the states, and we'll see what happens there.
Well, you can imagine there's going to be an end around. It could be a friend in another state ordering the pill, sending it, first class mail with another envelope, to a person. And God forbid that there would be any complication, because then what's going to happen in terms of liability for that person that passed on that medication to somebody else, right? And it's going to be a mess. I can just see this. This is going to just be one humongous mess. And going back to what the whole premise, and as you stated clearly earlier, this is about, you know, doing no harm. It's about protecting women. And, you know, like anything, when you avoid the law and you go and end around, there's going to be consequences. And, you know, in women, everybody participating in this should be forewarned, because what you're saying right now, just based on the evidence of these abortifacients, they're not very safe.
No, they're not safe at all. And, you know, maybe there's a woman out there who's taken the abortion pill, and it's actually two pills that are taken 48 hours apart. And many women, after they take that first pill, they come to regret their decision right away. And so thankfully there's a protocol out there that actually allows women, once they take that first pill, to reverse the first pill.
So I'd
encourage your audience to go to abortionpillreversal.com, and they can be connected there with a medical professional who can guide people who have taken that first pill through the process of reversing that pill's effect. It's a great protocol.
How long, how much time do they have after they've taken that pill and had second thoughts in order to reverse the harm?
Yeah, from my understanding, it's usually within 2 or 3 days. So you usually have to act pretty promptly, but it can be done within 48 to 72 hours.
Well, that's good to know. I'd not heard about that. That's good news. What else can you tell us, Zach, you know, about, you know, being aware and beware of these mail order abortions that, you know, our listeners need to be aware of?
Yeah, so like I was saying, it's two drugs that are taken 48 hours apart. And the first drug, usually it deprives the woman of the pregnancy hormone progesterone, and that usually results in the death of the preborn baby. And then the second drug that the woman takes basically enacts an unnatural miscarriage, and so it causes the woman to go into labor and to deliver the now dead baby. So it's a very brutal practice, and it's horrible. And you know, I'd encourage your listeners to pray for women who are going through these situations, and pray for the Supreme Court that they might have wisdom to overturn Roe v. Wade and hopefully save babies' lives.
Exactly. And God only knows what kind of damage is done to the woman's body who for maybe one time has taken that option, and any ultimate destruction to her body and her reproductive system, you know, all put at risk. And as you write, Zach, Tennessee's bill that they recently passed prohibits abortionists from dispensing the abortion pill to women via mail. And under this new bill, a woman must visit a doctor in advance, like you said, and then return to pick up the pills so that they can, you know, they can be properly advised, right? That makes sense.
Right. Absolutely. Common sense.
And how many other states? Do you know of any other states that are thinking about doing the same?
Yeah, there's multiple states that have bills in the works. Tennessee's the latest one to enact that.
Well, Zachary Mettler from Focus on the Family has been with us to talk about mail order abortions. And, of course, very much on the rise during, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic. It makes a lot of sense as to what's going on and the number of abortions that are happening via the abortifacient pill. Wow. It is staggering to think of what, you know, it's staggering to think of 63 million babies, much less an undetermined number of additional babies that are being aborted as well, Zach. Zach, thank you so much for being with us. Take care. God bless, my friend.
Thank you.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunnybay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.